VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Republicans have officially retained control of the U.S. House of Representatives. The Associated Press announced late Wednesday that Republicans secured the necessary 218 seats to take control of the 438-seat chamber after a handful of outstanding races were decided. Republicans will also regain control of the U.S. Senate after January with a slim majority, giving the party complete control of the federal government after Donald Trump's victory in last week's presidential election. House Speaker Mike Johnson was selected Wednesday to lead the party in the next session, while South Dakota's John Thune was elected to lead Senate Republicans. U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida resigned from Congress Wednesday after President-elect Donald Trump nominated him for the post of Attorney General in his next administration. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer tells us how this affects an ethics investigation into Gaetz.
Gaetz was under scrutiny by the House Ethics Committee over allegations that included sexual misconduct. Gaetz has vehemently denied any wrongdoing, and the Justice Department's investigation into sex trafficking allegations involving underage girls ended last year with no federal charges against him. By stepping down, the bipartisan panel no longer has jurisdiction over Gaetz, rendering the probe and the subsequent report effectively dead. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Trump also announced Wednesday that he will nominate former Democratic Representative Tulsi Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence, which oversees all the government's spy agencies. Gabbard represented the Pacific state of Hawaii in Congress from 2013 to 2021. She supported Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign for the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination and sought the nomination herself in 2020. This is VOA News. But Gabbard broke from the party 2 years later and eventually became one of Trump's most vocal supporters. Bitcoin reached an all-time high of $90,000 on Wednesday, continuing a rally due to expectations that Donald Trump's election as U.S. president will be a boon for cryptocurrencies. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
The world's biggest cryptocurrency has become one of the most eye-catching market movers in the week since the election of Donald Trump, gaining around a third in value since November 5th. Bitcoin investors expect Trump's administration to be crypto-friendly. The president-elect embraced digital assets during his campaign, promising to make the United States the, quote, crypto capital of the planet, and to accumulate a national stockpile of Bitcoin. Crypto investors see an end to increased scrutiny under U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission Chair Gary Gensler, whom Trump has said he will replace. Trump also unveiled a new crypto business of his own in September called World Liberty Financial. However, skeptics warn that all such digital assets remain very volatile and could fall as fast as they've risen.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. The recent Bitcoin euphoria has extended across the crypto landscape. Dogecoin, the cryptocurrency promoted by Trump ally and administration appointee Elon Musk, has surged around 150% since Election Day. A man was killed during two explosions outside Brazil's Supreme Court building in the capital Brasilia Wednesday evening. The court issued a statement that two very strong blasts were heard shortly after the end of the day's session. The justices and staff safely evacuated the building after the incident. Brazil's Supreme Court in recent years has become a target for threats by far-right groups and supporters of former President Jair Bolsonaro due to its crackdown on the spread of false information. In sports, the National Basketball Association's San Antonio Spurs revealed Wednesday that head coach Greg Popovich suffered a mild stroke last month. AP correspondent Gethin Kulba has more.
The 75-year-old Popovich is in his 29th season as coach of the Spurs, and there is no timetable for his return to the sideline, the team said. The stroke happened on November 2nd at the team's arena. Popovich is expected to make a full recovery. The Spurs say, quote, "The organization is grateful to the extended community for providing privacy and space to the Popovich family." I'm Gethin Kulba.
Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world. Around the clock, Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news. We bring you reports from our correspondents and interviews from newsmakers from across the world. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.